time to speak to Zorb now because, again, in what's been a disastrous off-season for the NRL. We continued this week and we're only 4 days away from playing the first game. He's on the line. G'day, Zorb.
Morning, Jimmy. Morning, Dave. See that weather report on Currumbar, I would have said stormy after what's going on down there, regardless of the sun shining.
Well, what about that? James Seguiaro, last man in, first man out. Thoughts on that?
Well, I don't agree with that. I think the club should be entitled to move somebody that A, wants to move more than the last man in, or B, someone that that isn't going to give you as much value as the last man in. I don't like that rule, but there's a lot of rules I don't like. What a circus this week. The kickoff on Thursday to the 2019 rugby league season can't come quickly enough.
Yes.
It'll surely take the spotlight off. And I've got to say this, it's only a minority by stupid, non-caring, greedy players and officials who can't stop talking rubbish even though they've got both feet in their mouth. The NRL's handling of the Jack DeBellin stand-down case has been embarrassing, to say the least, by the NRL. It becomes even more so when one considers the NRL employs 6 in-house lawyers. 6. And when you count the chairman, the total is 7. We're now told the legal document, which will go to the federal court on Thursday, is now complete. Hallelujah, about time. Maybe they should have got it done before they announced it. I think Paul Kent got it right in yesterday's Daily Telegraph. The NRL at the moment is being run like it's the KGB. They're only telling the fans what they want to tell them, and it's simply not good enough. They need an open book. I know they're going to have a Monday media conference now as a result of changes at the top level of the NRL staff, and it's about time too. I mean, the launch this week was just a farce. It's in keeping with the off-season. It was an absolute disaster. No one wanted to talk football. And we had a player, often referred to as a G-O-A-T, behave like the four-legged variety. Cameron Smith's call for the Storm to have their 2007 and 2009 titles returned because the Storm's systematic cheating didn't appear a whole lot different to Cronulla's in 2016. We'd simply hijacked what should have been a pretty impressive launch.
Do you think he did it deliberately? Do you think he realised what he was doing?
I think absolutely. I think Cameron thinks about everything he says when he says it. He says it at the right time on the field and off the field where he's got plenty to say. I think it's a shame. He's one of the greatest players I've seen. I don't know whether he's the G-O-A-T variety, but he's certainly the best player that we've had in the game, along with the recently retired Billy Slater and a few others in the modern era.
Mm. Just on Cameron there, you said that he thinks about what he's saying all the time. Do you think he's, and just to sort of go again what Jimmy said here, do you think he said it on purpose to get the conversation away from those other topics?
I think he's thinking about life after football, when he'll go into the media, and if he says things now, then he's going to be snapped up anyway. But this will just increase his value. He's not silly.
No. What did you make of what transpired at the Penrith Panthers this week with the standing down of Tyrone May, all the allegations around that, the speculation that there are more videos to come out, the speculation that there are other clubs that have videos to come out, the handling of it by the National Rugby League. What was your take on the week that was?
Well, I think Penrith is just the tip of the iceberg. I think it's a problem in society. It's in schools. It's in business. It's everywhere. But rugby league players are news. And I think if we delved into other codes of football, the same thing would be going on. It's not good. It's sick, in my opinion. But I think the league handled it as well as they could. Their hands are tied somewhat. Penrith, I think, handled it pretty well. But it's not a good thing to have it go through your club. And evidently, from what I've been told in-house, that it's all started with their crackerjack lower-grade teams, which are essentially young boys from the Penrith area who have been brought to the area and have started off in their under-20s and it's grown from there.
Mm. Do you think sports people, rugby league players, should be held to a higher standard than others?
No. I think that you know, you've got to look at what rugby league players essentially are. Look, I'm so proud of the game and the life it's given me, but I can't help thinking that we're the problem sometimes. I mean, I've seen so many young kids that have been moulded as rugby league players by their parents from about the time they're 14, 15, where you know your player, your son is special. And those players don't often get the education they need because they know they're going to get well paid down the track. And I don't think they're ready for the money, the cars, the accommodation they get, and the fact that they have things given to them too early in their life to accept. I know we spend a lot of money on welfare, but it doesn't prepare them, and they should be prepared better by their parents. And I don't know who said that. I think Cooper Cronk might have, and I think that's spot on. But sometimes it goes back to the parents and how the person's been brought up. And if they're not brought up with great morals, then this sort of thing happens. But that can happen everywhere in life. I mean, have a look at what's happened in the churches lately.
Yes.
Let's change it. What's doing with Sonny Bill, mate?
I saw Sonny Bill last night, and I'm absolutely sure that Sonny Bill will not be returning to rugby league. I think the NRL won't get a third coming of Sonny Bill Williams. At 33, the hectic pace that he set himself is starting to take its toll. A distinctly ageing Sonny Bill, captain of the Auckland Blues last night, and played 70 minutes before being replaced in a win over the Sunwolves. His involvement was minimal. He got smashed three or four times in whilst carrying the ball. The swerve, that massive step, the speed, the power, the presence are simply not there. He looks a lot older than he's 33, and there'll be no third return to the rugby league to the NRL for Sonny Bill Williams. I'm absolutely convinced of that. He wouldn't hack it now.
It's too physical. It's very tough for him, isn't it? Far too physical now.
He set a standard. It was a great one.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, it's all over Red Rover.
Hey, did you see, I don't know whether you watched any of the Waratahs-Reds game. I was watching bits of that last night, and the thing that struck me was the turf and the impact it had at the SCG. We got the big game there on Friday night.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was going to talk about that, and you preempted it with me. Sometimes we forget what the SCG is these days. You know, it's essentially a cricket ground with some Australian rules played on it, and the surface just can't stand up to the scrummaging in rugby. I mean, we had a scene there last night where ground staff had to come onto the field and pat down the huge divots which had come out of the ground and would have caused some worry for the players had they stepped in them. I mean, it looked like a potato patch. Our holy of holies ground looked like a potato patch. And how interesting is it going to be on Friday night? Sometimes we forget how long Wayne Bennett's been continuously coaching at the top level of rugby league. He debuts for South as coach at the SCG on Friday night, 32 years after he was co-coach of Canberra in the last grand final played at the ground between Manly and Canberra. And that's incredible that he returns there this week, and he's been coaching for every one of those years since then, 1987.
Unbelievable. We've got to get your predictions because a big year ahead, your top eight premiers, most losses. Firstly, your top eight, Zorba.
My top eight is Roosters, Broncos. In 2019, they play six out of their first 10 games at home and three out of their last four to finish the season. 11 of their 13 home games, they get an extra one because of a dream weekend or whatever it's going to be called.
Magic round, yeah.
Yeah. They play mostly on Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. The players they'll grow headlights up there. Their first daylight home game is round 13 against the Titans.
Wow.
I mean, the Bronco fans will wonder what that big yellow thing above Suncorp is.
That's not fair.
I mean, it's crazy.
That's not fair.
It is not fair, but we talk about it every year.
Yeah.
And the clubs do nothing about it.
Well, you know how you've got to fix it. Second side in Brisbane.
Well, maybe you're right there. But, I mean, how long is this going to go on for anyway? My top eight, Roosters, Broncos, by virtue of their draw, the Rabbitohs, I think they'll be strong. Penrith, although I'm going a little bit quieter on them.
Yeah.
Problems. The Storm will be there. I think the Knights can come into the eight. The Cowboys have got a good roster. And I think level 4-8, the Sharks and the Raiders. Dogs, the Spoon. And I'm tipping some upsets in round one. I'm going for the Broncos.
No Dragons.
To beat the Storm. No, Dragons won't make it.
Fair dinkum.
No.
Why is that?
Well, I don't think they've got the half that they need to guide them around. I think there's going to be some problems in their depth. I just don't see them having the roster this year to make it. I think they've punched above their weight in the last season. I don't think they'll do it this year.
All right. And a premier?
A premier, the Roosters. And right. I think they'll get beaten first round by the Rabbitohs at the SCG. I think they've had a preparation which has not been good. They've beaten Wigan, who are coming equal last in the league, in the Super League.
Yeah.
And that's been their only game. I think the Rabbitohs have had a better preparation. They look good in beating the Dragons last week in the Charity Shield, and I think they're ready for a win first up. I think the Broncos will beat the Storm, and I think the Warriors will beat the Bulldogs. They're my specials in round one when Cooper Cronk plays his 350th game in the NRL. What an achievement.
Amazing, and he's going to do it at the SCG, and he's going to be running out as the defending premiers. Good on you, Zorb. We'll get your tips.
Thanks, mate.
There's some early ones. We'll get your tips for Sunday too. We'll be five games or six games in to the season when we speak again next week. Good on you, mate. Yeah, enjoy your week.
Okay, boys. I like the Panthers to reverse that trial form against the Eels, and I think the Titans will edge out the Raiders in a high-scoring game as well. So a couple there to get their teeth into, and Zorba Zappers will be firing this year. I feel confident now.
Just settle down. You'll get another chance before those games.
I won't.
You've left Manly out of your eight?
Yes. Well, I'm no longer employed there.
Oh, so now you can be honest about it?
Yes.
Des will find out.
I know. He's listening. Don't worry. On his crystal set.
His transistor. He's got it in his pocket.
His transistor always with him.
Very good. Good on you, mate. Have a good week.
Good on you, boys. Bye.
Thanks, Zorba.